Oasis Audio presents The Mystery in the Fortune Cookie by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1. The Underground.
Hurry, Jesse!
Cried 6-year-old Benny.
There won't be any fortune cookies left if we don't hurry.
The youngest Alden was bouncing up and down with excitement on Aunt Jane's couch. 12-year-old Jesse looked up from the gift she was wrapping.
Oh, Benny,
she said, smiling over at her little brother. The Kowloon restaurant never runs out of fortune cookies. The Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were staying with their Aunt Jane for a week to keep her company while Uncle Andy was away on business. The Aldens were looking forward to a special Chinese dinner that night in downtown Elmford. They were going to the Kowloon restaurant with Aunt Jane and her friends Dottie and Martin. The dinner was a celebration of Dottie's birthday. The Kowloon restaurant was Dottie's favorite place to eat. Jessie was wearing her best honey-colored dress. Violet had changed into her frilly lavender skirt and a white shirt. Henry wore a navy blazer and light blue trousers. And Benny had on a silver-gray blazer over his favorite red shirt and charcoal trousers.
I hope Dottie likes our gift,
said 10-year-old Violet, clasping her hands.
I'm sure she'll like it,
Henry assured her.
It's the perfect present for Dottie.
At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Aldens. Jesse nodded.
A framed picture of the underground really is just the right gift for Dottie.
The Underground was the name of the bookstore that Dottie Shalom owned with her business partner, Martin Howard. Dottie and Martin shared a fondness for old and rare books. The Underground sold lots.